I think for a second preseason game, it was good for our football team to be on the road and be in this situation, because you know, we're going to find ourselves in situations where we'll travel early in the season. We're going to have to find ways to, you know, grind out a win. And I thought the way our guys fought at the end to get ourselves back in the game and have a chance with a little under 2 minutes to go to possibly drive down to win the game with a touchdown, that was good to see, that we had some fight and guys were still working as hard as they could to try to come away with a win. You, in these preseason games, as much as you are evaluating personnel, you like to also, you know, get some W's, although that doesn't override what you have to be able to do with your roster. But I like the way our guys fought. There were some things that obviously we'll need to improve on in order for us to have a chance to be successful this season. We'll have to go back, look at the tape, evaluate some of the things that went good and some of the things that went wrong, and see if we can improve for this next ball game coming up. We've definitely got a lot of work to do.
Leslie, you got a little more time to see Christian tonight. What'd you think?
I thought, you know, he did some good things early. He was under duress, you know, right away. But he battled and ended up making some plays. We had a couple of drops there that set him back a little bit, but didn't lose his poise. Put together a nice drive where we had a chance to get in the red zone, but we came up short. Ended up having to settle for a field goal. But I thought for his first extended time, I thought he did some good things, and we'll hopefully do some things next week to improve on what he did this week.
They ran some interesting defensive schemes tonight. Were any of that catch you off guard, or at least for a preseason game?
Well, everybody has their way of approaching the preseason, and I mean, that's their choice, and we'll keep moving forward.
They do that are a challenge when you're not game planning for an opponent and you come in kind of blind.
It's far different, and everybody takes a different approach. And they did some things that they did some good things. I mean, it's preseason. They have an option to do whatever they want to do. We don't have them on our regular season schedule, but they did a good job.
This is than you're expecting, or?
Well, you said it right, Dan. We didn't, spend a lot of time up in Mankato preparing to play Buffalo. We worked a lot on our team, and that's what we're going to do. With the exception of this week against San Francisco, we'll have some things in place, but it won't be to the extent that we would during a regular season in preparation from a game plan standpoint. But in this game, we took a different approach. We're really concentrating on our team and what we need to be able to do. And this may sound strange in some ways, but some things I saw tonight will help our football team in the future. I saw some things that I needed to see about our team, and Buffalo can do what they need to do.
When you're in a situation like that, when you have a team that's running some exotic stuff and they maybe game plan it a little more, does it make it tougher to evaluate what you see your guys do in a game when that's going on and it's maybe not how you'd have every other preseason game?
Not so much, Ben. I mean, now that's going to happen, but you also are trying to take a look at how your guys will respond. You know, not that we walked through some of the pressures that they were going to run or some of the things they might have done that might have been exotic. You know, we didn't go through some of those things, but you still want to see how your guys are going to respond and running your basic offense, doing some of the same things you're going to do on defense when there's no huddle. So even though you may not have put that amount of time that you would have during the regular season, you want to see how guys respond to adversity. You learn a lot about your players and your team when that happens.
Offensively, did it feel a little disjointed early, or do you again credit that to the exotic schemes a little bit?
We could have done some things better, no matter what they did. We could have done some things better. And when we look at the tape, I'm sure our guys will recognize that. You know, we didn't execute as well as we could have. We could have done some things a lot better.
Snap off count. Some uncharacteristic errors from guys who are usually pretty dependable.
Yeah, and the only thing I was saying to myself when that was happening, I said, okay, I'm glad it's the preseason. You know, let's get this out of the way now, because we definitely don't want to be doing this in September. And when we look at the tape, we'll figure out what we got to do to improve in those areas. And Kyle came back with some nice plays, and John settled down. But yeah, I mean, all of us in this room know in a regular season game, those can cost you a ball game. On a third down, play to Kyle Rudolph to keep a drive going. I think we were almost in plus territory or in plus territory. So you're having a chance to maybe go on and continue a drive and score. So those are crucial moments, and I got to believe that we'll get better from watching this tape.
As a defense, when you're facing an offense that comes at you with that tempo, what does that do for you guys preparation-wise when you see something like that in the regular season?
I think it should help us, Ben. I really do. We're going to play some teams that are going to run a similar offense. It's good to get that on tape for our players to watch and also to feel the pressure of that no-huddle tempo. So I think in the long run, hopefully, it should be something that will help us.
First defense held up for the first quarter plus, obviously, didn't really give up big chunks.
I thought they did a good job. I mean, I think they scored a field goal on our first unit, and they played, you know, almost a quarter and a half. So, I mean, when you don't give up points in our game, that's a big deal. And when they did get their points, I think they scored on a fumble recovery, and then they scored another field goal in the first half when our backups were in. So I thought our first D did some good things.
Precious about Adrian not playing, not dressing. Adrian not playing tonight. What was the thought process?
You know, he's done some good things for us in practice. I kind of know where he is, and just didn't think it was necessary for him to play in this ball game. So.
Is it up for debate still for next week, or will he play?
We're going to talk about it. But if there was a game that he would play, it would definitely be the third one rather than the fourth one. So we're going to definitely talk about it here as we get ready for this next ball game.
What are your impressions of EJ Manuel?
He did a good job. I mean, he did a good job running their offense, you know, coming out that second half and moving the team. So he did a good job.
What was your first thought on Desmond Bishop seeing him on the field for the first time?
The little bit I saw, you know, I thought he did a pretty good job for us. You could see he was a little rusty early on, but then he settled in and thought he began to make some plays and got comfortable communicating as well. But as much as anything, it was just good to see him out there running around. So now he can kind of assess, you know, where he is, and so can we. And hopefully next week he'll feel a little bit more comfortable and play a little bit faster.
A lot of looks with Christian in the shotgun and these two guys. What's your hopes of what you can see there in this point of the year?
You know, with some of the success, when he had success for us last season, a lot of it happened when he was in the gun, as well as some of the things we do off of play action. And so we want to play to his strong suits, and that's one of them. Putting him in the gun, let him be able to see things, and he's had success doing that. So that's one of the reasons we've kind of emphasized that in this preseason.
Does that change at all with Adrian back? I mean, obviously, there's a whole different dynamic with
A few things have changed when Adrian gets back, but we still believe that that's one of Christian's strengths, being able to play from the shotgun. But with our offense, you know, we're under the center, we're in the gun, but, you know, we're definitely do some things a little bit different when Adrian's in there.
Yeah, the holding penalty that wiped it out, but how nice was it to see Stephen Burton on that kickoff return there?
Oh, that was a good run by him. It was great to see. He's had a good training camp. He's done a good job. It's unfortunate. We had to hold him penalty, but he's done a good job, so it was good to see.
Anything injury-wise of note tonight?
The only guy, from what I was told, Jairus Wright had to leave, and he didn't come back, so they're assessing, you know, what's going on with him. But other than that, we came out pretty good. It's a big deal.
What was it with Jairus?
He got dinged a little bit, so got to find out, you know, what it means. Was it the shoulder? What was it? I got to find that out.
All right, thanks. Everyone else will be in the locker room.